This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. In the late 1900s, the Raleigh band Six String Drag was hailed as one of the up-and-coming bands of the roots rock music scene in America, and its songwriter, Kenny Robey, was praised as one of the best around. Their cult status earned them the attention of musician, label owner, and producer Steve Earle, and the band and Robey seemed destined for stardom. Then Earle got too busy promoting Earle, and Six String Drag was left in the dust. So next, the band broke up. Robey set out on a solo career, still traveling with that roots rock label. Kenny Robey is now trying to shake that image with his latest LP, The Mercy Filter. And Kenny Robey and guitarist Scott McCall are here today to give us a taste of those new songs, and you can judge for yourself. Welcome.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you.
You, Kenny, say that you're as much a punker as a roots rocker. How do you try to get that worked into your music?
It's kind of tough, I guess. Well, I mean, you know, any kind of American or British rock in some form or another influences itself in me. It's not really very hard. Basically, I just write songs and try to get together with a group of guys who understand where I'm coming from that minute. and we just try to go with what makes sense with the song.
But that's very interesting because I've seen you in other interviews talk about how these influences affect the music, particularly when it comes time to arrange a song. And I know that you're as much interested in some of the Motown sounds as well as punk and rock. And the song Being Alone on your new album went through several incarnations before it became the song that's on the Mercy Filter. Tell us a little bit about that.
Basically, when I first wrote the song, I had the idea of the melody in my head, and I thought of it as more of a medium-paced rocker, you know, kind of middle of the road, you know, okay, E Street Band kind of thing, a little sped up, and then you know, because I'm highly influenced by anything I'm listening to that day, I think I was listening to some Clash and some Pixies and some Dinosaur Jr. that day. Right. And so, of course, you know, we went in that day and started banging around on it, and it became this super fast, hyped up version of this pop song.
Medium paced rock. This from a guy who says, I beat my chest when I rock out. Let's do something here. Why don't we play Being Alone from the Mercy Filter, your solo CD? Let's play the finished version, the one that we'd hear if we could buy the CD, and we'll talk about how it could change.
Streets of blanket, fast listen tired. Life in this town can be lost. Is that my car? Slow and steady, nice and easy. It could have been once. I walk up to it, drive this key and see if it'll take me far away from here to hills and highways. Long lost, somewhere I thought I'd never find a
All right, so that's Being Alone from the Mercy Filter. Kenny Robey is my guest, along with guitarist Scott McCall. That's what we hear on the CD. Bring us through the process now. How did that start out?
Okay, so basically I had the basic, you know, basic structure of the song. I had some, you know, very loose chords that I had in my mind, and then I started banging around on them. And then we went in the studio, and we start beating around a little bit, and it gets a little faster and a little louder and a little more rock, and so it kind of becomes a little more like this.
Streets are blank here, best listen time. Life in this town can be lost. Is that my car? Slow and steady, nice and easy. It could have been once. I walk up to it, try this key and see if it'll take me far away from here to hills and highways. Long lost, somewhere I thought I'd never find again.
Anyway, So
that's the Clash version.
That's the rock version. Yeah. No, that's not the Motown version.
Well, how about that? But there was a Motown version.
Actually, there was. Well, we played this with a band, and it was a good idea. You know, it was great on paper.
It was in my teens.
It worked okay, but it was just something that the magic wasn't there. So, of course, being the way I am, I went the extreme other way. And listening to much Marvin Gaye and Ron Sexsmith the next week. Mm-hmm. And so we decided to make it more of a grooving, mellow conga piano.
What would the Motown, can you give me a sample of what the Motown version might have been?
As much as we can with an acoustic and electric, but it was more piano based and more groove kind of based. But just imagine, mid-period Marvin Gaye rhythms.
Streets are blanket, fastless and tired. Life in this town can be lost. Except my car, slow and steady, nice and easy, you could have been once. I walk up to it, try this key and see if it'll take me far away from here. To hills and highways, long lost, somewhere I thought I'd never find again. Oh, how I love being alone.
See, the baby is the whole difference there.
The baby.
When you say the baby, that makes it much more.
Very Motown.
It's the baby gives it a Motown feel. Well, how do you make the decision? I mean, are you worried that when you finally go to press the CD, you might have just heard Barry Manilow and that's the version you go with?
Well, that happens. You know, I'm a big Andy Gibb fan, so that happens. My record label just kicked me off just now. But you never know what kind of influence is going to come up.
Let's talk about another one, Foot Soldiers. You know, you have been praised whatever forms you've been labeled with or labeled yourself with or tried to move forward to or from. Songwriting is certainly the thing that any critic has said is your strength. And a song like Foot Soldiers, I think, illustrates that. Tell us about the imagery in this song.
Well, I tend to read a lot of historic novels, and I think when I wrote Foot Soldier, I think I was reading the Michael Schar or Jeff Schar book, on the on World War I. And I just got the imagery of a soldier, injured in battle, maybe not fate, not too bad, not too fatal. But having some relationship problems, being on the road, so to speak. So there's comparisons to being a rock musician, having problems and trying to straighten that stuff out. And, basically the guy in the story has to come to the realization and accept the fact that even if he improves himself, even if he gets better and gets rehabilitated, some people in relationships with him might not accept that and still might, not want it back. So he's trying to come to terms with it in this song.
Let's hear it. The Foot Soldier, Kenny Robey, Scott McCall from the Mercy Filter.
Come back. And even if I get better, she might not come back. Sometimes I wish she'd leave me here alone, go find someone who's better, but I'm wrong. I can't help but thinking that the past, when today it's seeping through this cast. And the worst part about it is, even if I get better, she might not come back. And even if I get better, she might not come back. I'm trying hard to hold on to the thought of the pair of silver rings that we bought. Oh, she waited patiently for so long. I was away before, but now she's gone. But soldiers shouldn't wander, boys. Even if I get better, she might not come back. And even if I get better, I might not go back.
Foot Soldier, Kenny Robey with guitarist Scott McCall from the new album, their CD, The Mercy Filter. You're playing tonight at the Raleigh Music Hall.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, a song like that, you've got sort of, there's these two narratives going on. You've got Paul McCartney's famous Silly Love Song. I mean, there's mm-hmm. the sense of romance that is part of that. And, of course, the image of the foot soldier having to recover and talking about, you know, dealing with all of the problems that you might have to struggle back from and the fears that everybody might not be in that place. That's a lot going on in one place. Does mm-hmm. that imagery strike you in a moment as you start to write a song, or does it come to you piecemeal?
It just depends. There's really no, you know, set way it comes to me. It just depends on the song and what I'm thinking of at the time. I mean, that one probably, I don't think I sat down and thought, I'm going to write a song about a foot soldier, you know, an infantryman or whatever. You know, I think it had a couple lines and it led me one way, and then kind of one thing leads to another and you build it deeper and deeper. And then you add in, you know, double, triple, quadruple entendres, and you know.
it starts to build. Well, is it therapeutic? Do you sort of learn about what you're dealing with in the process of writing the song, or is it just good to get it all out?
I think a lot of times I do. I think there's probably, you know, I don't know if it's coming from a higher power or whatever or something around me, or if it's just, you know, something that's deeper in the back of my head that's subconscious that I'm not really thinking of too much at the time. But a lot of times I'll look back at songs and I go, good gosh, I just described a situation, you know, 6 months before it came to a head, you know, and I'm like, wait a second, that's very strange. That's happened actually a good bit.
The bard as prophet. And I guess one of the disadvantages of running away from labels all the time is that, you know, you don't get your records in big record stores, but we can find your CDs around town.
Yeah, you can find them at, you know, local mom and pop, you know, local record stores throughout North Carolina and Tennessee, areas like that. And you can also get them on the web at KennyRobey.com and CD Baby and Amazon and other web-based record stores.
And The Mercy Filter is the new CD. Can you play one more for us? Tell us a little bit about Concentration. This song is one that really went through these kind of multiple iterations and ended up being arranged on the fly.
Mm-hmm. This was one of the earlier ones in the recording process.
I think it was maybe the second one we recorded.
Maybe the second song that we did. And we decided, you know, we didn't want to sit there with headphones and sit there and, you know, and yell at each other through glass walls. And
it was a nice spring day out.
So it was March or April a couple years ago. And we went on the porch and grabbed a couple acoustic guitars. And I actually didn't even really pick up the acoustic guitar because I didn't want to lead these guys in a certain direction. Of what I wanted the song to be. I just kind of sang the melody, and Justin Faircloth, who had, you know, mainly recorded this record, and we did it at his studio from the Houston Brothers, and Mark O'Brien just plugged, J. Justin plugged in his Rhodes out there on the porch with a little amp, and Mark O'Brien, a wonderful bass player who's playing with us, came out with a small amp and his electric bass, and we just kind of sat around on the porch and beat around on it. And early on, it was very kind of like being alone. It was kind of mellow at first, and well, we got it pretty well arranged as far as the chords we wanted, and sang it out a few times, and walked in the studio, and it just took on a whole new life. Everybody started digging in, and it was like, all of a sudden, it was like this dub rock, Bad Brains kind of feel to it.
Concentration. Kenny Robey, Scott McCall, let's hear.
1, 2, 3, 4.
Projection is my teleprompter. There's nothing new about this show. I've read the lines so many times. It's the only show I know. I can play it in my mind. Stage it out before it's time. Crimes that may not even happen. Concentration.
That's the state of things for today. Kenny Robey's Mercy Filter will be playing tonight at Raleigh Music Hall. Thank you for listening. If you have a comment, send us an email at sot@wunc.org. It's North Carolina Public Radio, a broadcast service of North Carolina Public University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stasio.
Concentration. Never took my Latin lessons, never tried that Carpe Diem. It's funny though how love will happen on the teacher's tongue.